These days, when you hear a song on the radio, there's a good chance it was made using a computer. There's also a good chance it was made using Western music software. That might make sense for Western musicians, but music production has become an international effort, and Western software poses real problems for some Eastern musicians. NPR's Sammy Yenigun reports now on a solution.
It's called Sufi plugins. It's basically an application you can download to your computer that's designed to make Western music software friendlier for Eastern musicians. Actually, it's a package of little programs that work inside a bigger program that a lot of musicians use called Ableton Live. Four of the plugins are synthesizers. There's also a drone instrument, which you can hear in the background, a drum machine, and a program called Devotion.
5 times a day, when the call to prayer sounds, it will lower the volume of your computer.
That's Sufi plugins creator Jace Clayton, also known as DJ Rupture. Devotion's the most conceptual of the plugins, he says. The others have more to do with music theory, things like bridging Eastern and Western scales. Clayton says he came up with the idea for Sufi plugins while making music in Barcelona.
Spain has a really active community of Moroccan musicians, and so I started working with one, an amazing violinist named Abdelhak Rahal. And when I would sit down and open up my program, you know, it defaults to a 4-4 beat, and these structures, which to me are really obvious, you're like, okay, 4-4, hip-hop, almost every pop song you're going to hear on the radio there. But for him, that was not the default. And so that really got me started thinking about alternate pass-through sound in the digital.
In addition to rhythm, his software wasn't compatible with Eastern melodies. So Clayton developed a synthesizer that plays a maqam, which Clayton says is sort of like an Eastern scale.
It is a scale insofar as it's a group of notes with a very specific tuning, but in a way it's more than a scale. It's almost like not only the notes you can play, but then a way in which the notes relate to each other, and even a history of songs that have moved through these notes and used these notes. So in a way, it's this huge philosophical concept which opens up. But for the software, I just had to interpret it at its most basic level, which was, okay, this is the series of notes you can play.
A maqam is different from a Western 12-tone scale. Clayton has his friend Amy Zhang play a C major scale on a keyboard running into his computer. Then he turns on the Homasi plugin, and Zhang plays the same set of keys.
So the difference is about two notes, and those two notes are tuned to, basically in a piano, there would be notes in between the notes of the piano. So they're called quarter tones. And you don't really hear it in Western tuning systems, but a lot of music all over the world is based on just different, you know, different notes, different frequencies.
The synthesizer plugins display an array of knobs and buttons on the screen that allow a user to change the timbre of the notes. All of the labels on the plugins are in a North African script called Neo-Tifinagh. Sufi poetry pops up when you scroll your mouse over one of the knobs. Bill Bowen, the programmer for Sufi plugins, says creating a unique user experience was as important to the project as building functional instruments.
The attraction of most software is that it appeals to a user's conventional understanding of what it should do, whereas this software challenges the user to turn all the knobs and make all the weird sounds and really find out what you like and what you don't like, because it's not a conventional type of interface.
Classically trained pianist Amy Zhang toys around with one of these synthesizers. She's been studying Western music since she was a kid. Using the software over the past few months has challenged the conventions she learned.
I'm starting to use some of the drawings and some of the poetry, some of the scripts, and trying to kind of remember the sort of effects that they're creating. And I'm finding once I'm doing this that I also begin describing it in the way that the poetry kind of evokes it.
And that's the hope for Sufi plugins creator Jace Clayton, that musicians will think differently about music, where it comes from, and how it's supposed to sound.
The whole thing is meant to be, I mean, as much as it is a tool which many people are now using, I want it to kind of operate more like an art piece, which is, you know, to create questions.
Clayton has a few questions of his own. Soon, he plans on spending a few weeks in Cairo with young musicians to see how the next round of plugins might best suit their needs. Sammy Ennegan, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.